Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the early 1980s, as computer technology was just beginning to take hold in the popular imagination, Auto Man emerged as a television show that promised to bring high-tech heroism to the small screen. Created by Glenn A. Larson, the mind behind other cult classics like Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, Auto Man seemed poised to blend science fiction with cutting-edge computer graphics. But despite its grand vision and a unique concept, the show failed to resonate with mainstream audiences and was canceled after only 13 episodes. This is TV Casualty, Auto Man. Auto Man starred Desi Arnaz Jr. as Walter Nebucher, a mild-mannered computer whiz working as a police officer. Walter, however, was relegated to desk work, as his superiors didn't trust his computer expertise in the field. Frustrated, he develops a holographic program called Auto Man, a computer-generated hero capable of operating in the real world. Played by Chuck Wagner, Auto Man, short for Automatic Man, could interact with his surroundings, manifesting in physical form when necessary. The character's sidekick, Cursor, was a small, blue floating sphere capable of creating various objects for Automan to use, such as cars, helicopters, and planes. With Automan's digital prowess and Walter's tech savvy, the duo solved crimes and faced off against villains, blending traditional crime drama with futuristic elements. For many, the show's computer effects and futuristic gadgets were a fascinating glimpse into what the future might hold. One of Automan's defining features was its innovative use of early computer graphics, heavily inspired by the look of the 1982 movie Tron. With glowing neon-lined costumes and 3D-rendered vehicles, Automan aimed to stand out from other shows by embracing the burgeoning world of digital effects. These graphics were groundbreaking at the time, but also incredibly costly to produce. The high production values that made the show memorable also became its Achilles' heel, as they placed a significant financial strain on the budget. For instance, Automan's signature car, dubbed the Auto Car, had the ability to make 90-degree turns at high speeds without slowing down, which was achieved through a combination of special effects and visual trickery. The effect.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It may look charmingly retro today, but it was an impressive technical feat for early 1980s television. Although Automan boasted groundbreaking visual effects and a unique concept, it struggled to capture a consistent viewership. Airing on ABC, the show faced stiff competition from other popular network programs. The niche appeal of Automan, which appealed primarily to sci-fi fans and young viewers, wasn't enough to secure the high ratings needed to justify its high production costs. With each episode costing more than the typical TV budget at the time, Automan became an expensive gamble for ABC. The network ultimately decided it was unsustainable to continue producing such a costly series without the ratings to support it. After just 13 episodes, Automan was pulled from the lineup, disappointing its small but loyal fan base. Though it had a short run, Automan has since developed a cult following. Fans of retro sci-fi appreciate the show's innovative attempt to combine digital effects with live-action television, an uncommon feat for its time. The series was eventually released on DVD, allowing new generations of sci-fi enthusiasts to discover it. Automan is now often celebrated in discussions of ambitious, but ultimately unsustainable television projects, and its visual aesthetic remains a nostalgic reminder of the early days of computer-generated imagery. While Automan may not have achieved lasting success in the 1980s, it holds a special place in the history of television as one of the first series to try to incorporate computer technology into its storytelling. Its failure underscores the challenge of balancing creative ambition with budget constraints, a struggle that continues to shape the television industry today. Each episode was costly due to the extensive use of early computer graphics and special effects. The show's niche appeal, coupled with stiff competition from other popular programs, made it hard to attract a large, steady viewership. In the early 1980s, the general public's familiarity with computers was limited, and a show heavily focused on digital tech might have been a bit too futuristic to connect with a broad audience. Despite its short life, Automan remains a fascinating piece of 1980s television history, a reminder of a time when sci-fi TV was willing to take risks and push the boundaries of visual effects.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.